Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Help support Well-Tempered Baroque and the Classical Network by becoming a member. Visit us at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. We've recently looked at many musical families and traveled to Italy, France, England, and even Austria, where we visited with the Habsburg emperors, who were surprisingly good composers. These rulers had the strong desire, the patience, and even the requisite training to produce good music. You might even wonder, why would a sovereign compose music? Well, this is a long-standing tradition. And kings no less than Richard the Lionheart and Henry VIII of England penned interesting songs, and in Henry's case, instrumental music as well. We've seen how musical ability has run in certain families, and we also take into account the idea of society expectations and apprenticeships. If you were a couperin, you were expected to be a fine musician, and you had keyboard technique drummed into you from the time you were 4 or 5 and learned to compose simple songs by age 8 or 9. This was the expectation. Of course, if you just couldn't play, no matter how many hours were spent, you could always find something else to do. If your father was a chapel organist or your mother was a court singer, you could find work as a lackey and then be elevated through the bureaucracy. Or perhaps painting was your thing, or you studied law at the university. And if your parent passed on when you were young, as was too often the case, there was often a relative who could take you in as an apprentice. Now, no discussion of musical families would be complete without a look at the most successful of them all, the Bach family of Thuringia. We've heard the story several times of how one Veit Bach, originally from the Kingdom of Hungary, from the region of Pressburg, today's Bratislava, Slovakia, settled in Vechmar, Thuringia, by about 1590 to escape the Counter-Reformation. Veit was musically gifted, but not a professional. As the generations passed, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren rose from fiddlers and municipal wind players to organists, to court musicians, and finally to important music directors, teachers, and soloists. Of the more than 70 descendants who were musicians, the most celebrated was his great-great-grandson, Johann Sebastian. Johann Sebastian, orphaned by age 10, established as an adult a spiritual link to his ancestors. He created a detailed family genealogy, and even more importantly, continued to work on a music manuscript or collection begun by his father called the Altbachische Archiv. We'll start our musical selections today with a cantata by Johann Sebastian's uncle, Georg Christoph. Born in 1642 and living until 1697, Georg Christoph was the elder brother of twins Johann Ambrosius, Johann Sebastian's father, and Johann Christoph. This is his lovely cantata, Siehe wir fein und lieblich, with a florid violin part characteristic of the music of the 17th century Bachs. We hear Musica Antica Kuhn, Reinhard Goebel, director. Thank you.
Selbst verheißen wir den Segen,
da sind wir Segen im Leben.
Da selbst verheißen wir den Segen,
da sind wir Segen im Leben.
Segen und Leben,
Segen und Leben.
Da selbst verheißen wir den Segen,
da selbst verheißen wir den Segen.
That was the cantata Siehe wie fein und lieblich of Georg Christoph Bach, paternal uncle of Johann Sebastian, and this was performed by Musica Antica Köln, directed by Reinhard Gerbel. Let's stay with the Bachs of this generation. Among the first cousins of Georg Christoph, Johann Ambrosius and Johann Christoph, were the brothers Johann Michael and another Johann Christoph. These outstanding organists and composers were the sons of Heinrich Bach, himself a grandson of old Veit. The family was close-knit and often worked together, with fathers training sons, uncles apprenticing nephews, cousins taking in younger cousins, a tradition that kept the genius within the family. Johann Sebastian, despite his large number of children, continued this legacy, taking in young distant cousins to teach them some of the family craft. Let's hear the glorious cantata Die Furcht des Herrn of Johann Christian Bach of Arnstadt, who is considered the most celebrated of the Bachs before Johann Sebastian. Or maybe it was by his brother Johann Michiel, who had become organist and town clerk at Gehren, about 17 miles south of Arnstadt. It was Johann Michiel's daughter Maria Barbara who later married Johann Sebastian. The brothers' music was very close in style, and the attributions made in the Altbachische Archiv are frequently under reevaluation because of the absence of concordant sources. We again hear Musica Antica Köln under the direction of Reinhard Gerbel.
Gott, meine Väter und Herr,
alle Güte,
der du alle Dinge durch dein
Gott gemacht,
und den Menschen durch deine Weisheit bereit. Dass ihr die Welt regieren sollt,
Die Weisheit,
die steht zu meinem Stift,
Stift.
We heard the cantata Die Fürstesherren of Johann Michael Bach, or possibly by his brother Johann Christoph Bach, in a performance by Musica Antica Köln, directed by Reinhard Gerbel. Let's continue to explore this family and go to a bit more distant relative. Johann Ludwig Bach was born in 1677 in the town of Thal, Thuringia, a place that no longer exists independently. It was close to Eisenach, where Johann Sebastian was born. According to the genealogy document of Johann Sebastian Bach, the Ursprung, Johann Ludwig was the son of Johann Jakob Bach and the grandson of Wendel Bach, a farmer who could sing well. This Wendel was possibly a grandson of Veit Bach, or possibly a nephew, or a great-nephew. We're just not sure because of the errors in the genealogy in the generation around 1600, and it's not conclusive if Veit himself had cousins living in Wechmar when he arrived, and they may have founded another family line. In any event, Johann Ludwig was probably taught music by his father and some local musicians, and then he attended the Gymnasium in Goethe from age 11 to 16. At 22, he was hired as a court musician at Meiningen, an important ducal city at the time, where he played keyboards and violin. He was promoted to cantor in 1704, and in 1711 he became Kapellmeister at the court. Johann Sebastian considered this distant cousin to be the best of the Bachs of his generation, and he copied and performed several of his works. We know of at least 41 existing works of Johann Ludwig, and now we'll hear his Easter Sunday cantata, Denn der Wischt meine Seele nicht, which was not until long ago thought to have been an early composition of Johann Sebastian, and was given the catalog number BWV-15. This is E. Fabiamanici and the Alsfeder Vocal Ensemble, under the direction of Wolfgang Helbisch.
Stirbt er nun als ein Mensch, so kann der sein. kommt die Verwesung in Gefahr. Er, der mir schon an Fleisch ist gleich gewesen, wollt durch den letzten Feind mir auch noch ähnlich sein. Ich bin durch sein Begräbnis erst genesen und zieht die Unvergänglichkeit in meine Schwachheit ein, die mich im einverleibet, damit mein Leib wie er nicht in der Irrt, nicht in der Irrt verbleibet.
Nicht hier.
entsetzet euch nicht, entsetzet.
Thank you. Die Fülle der Satzung und dornendem Wort bleibt künftig
mein Heiland,
mein Heiland.
Bleibt künftig mein Heiland,
mein Beistand und Ort,
mein Beistand und Ort.
Dir schenke ich mich eigen, vertilge die Sünd, die sich noch in Geistern, die sich noch in Geistern und Herzen befindt. Dir schenke ich mich eigen, vertilge die Sünd, die sich noch in Geistern, die sich noch in Geistern und Herzen befindt.
Regiere, regiere.
Regiere, regiere.
We heard the Easter Cantata Denn du wirst meine Seele nicht of Johann Ludwig Bach, a distant relative of Johann Sebastian, in a performance by E. Fabiarmonici and the Alsfelder Vocal Ensemble, directed by Wolfgang Helbisch. Johann Sebastian had another older cousin he greatly admired. This was Johann Bernhard Bach. Just to clarify, Johann Sebastian had a nephew by that name who came to study with him, but the Johann Bernhard in question was his second cousin, the son of Johann Aegidius Bach, a first cousin of his father, and of organist-composers Johann Christian and Johann Michiel. Johann Bernhard enjoyed a rather long life for a Bach, living from 1676 to 1749. He was from Erfurt, the same place where Johann Sebastian's father was born, and he died in Eisenach, the town where Johann Sebastian came from. Johann Bernhard had worked under Telemann for a few years, and his surviving music, a set of overtures in the French style, show an influence of Telemann's take on French music. We have time for a few movements from his overture in G minor. The Germans often use the term overture for a suite of orchestral pieces in the French style, and the opening movement of this was derived from the French Baroque opera opening. Its structure was traditionally a stately opening in duple meter with dotted rhythms and running passages, and this is followed by a quicker triple meter section that's imitative in nature, and then there's a return to the opening material. Following the overture, we'll hear the first air and the quicker rondo. The piece is reminiscent of Johann Sebastian's orchestral suites, but it's a little bit more in the Gallant style, reflecting the influence of Telemann. The Freiburger Baroque Orchestra, under the direction of Thomas Hengelbork. We heard selections from the overture in G minor of Johann Bernhard Bach, a second cousin of Johann Sebastian, and this was played by the Freiburger Baroque Orchestra under the direction of Thomas Hengelborg. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and we've been exploring music of an uncle and three cousins of Johann Sebastian. It's all in the family in Well-Tempered Baroque. And we, of course, turn to the most prolific and impressive family of them all. And we'll conclude our look at musical families next week with sampling the music of the sons of Johann Sebastian. Well-Tempered Baroque seeks to educate and to entertain, putting the music of the Baroque era in its cultural and historical contexts. If you enjoyed today's program, a production of the Classical Network, consider becoming a donor or a member of our station. Visit us on the web at wwfm.org for more information on how to become a member or to donate online or to become a sponsor of Well-Tempered Baroque. And of course, you don't have to be local to our broadcast area. Through our streaming, we're heard throughout the globe, and it's the global network of music lovers that is the Classical Network. I'm Dr. Lewis Barrett. Have a great week.